Okay, without any further ado, Mrs. Michal Horowitz, thank you so much for joining us this evening for this very special occasion.
Okay, shalom uvracha to everybody. Shavua tov. Thank you to Rabbi and Rebbetzin Schnall for inviting me to present Divrei Torah this evening to you. And we are learning as a zchus for the Refua Shalema of Gila Chana, Bas Malka Rachel, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We were just zocha to hear very powerful words about the inyan of simcha, finding joy in life, as we learn from the birth of Yitzchak, and also recognizing Yad Hashem, the hand of God who orchestrates and coordinates everything in our lives. This is actually one of the challenges of the book of Esther, and that is because in the book of Esther, Megillat Esther, there are many, many lessons to be learned, but there's something very unusual about Megillat Esther, and that is that there is no mention of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not talking about a story. We're not talking about a novel. We're not talking about Chas V'Shalom, Mother Goose and Grimm. We're talking about one of the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, one of the 24 books of Tanakh. And yet, in the entire Sefer, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never mentioned. Now, we have allusions and we have references to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, when it says the word Melech, the king, without HaMelech Achashverosh, this refers, in a sense, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When there is an allusion to HaMakom, Mimakom Acher, that is an allusion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at face value, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absent. And in fact, that's what the Gemara tells us very clearly. In Maseches Chulin, Kof Lamites, Amud Beis, the time period of the story of Esther and Mordechai and all the Jews in Shushan and 127 provinces, in fact, was a time of Hester Panim, a time when the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hidden. And yet, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be hidden from us, even when it is difficult to perceive the presence of God in our lives, it is the task of the Jew to always seek out and recognize Hashgacha Pratis, divine involvement in every aspect of our lives. So the Megillah begins in a very interesting fashion. It's not a particularly long book of Tanakh. It is 10 parakim long, and the final parak is very short. The first parak seems to be a very strange way to begin the Megillah. Why do I need to know all the details about the party that Achashverosh made? Now, yes, the Medrash says many Jews attended the party, and the Medrash says he dressed Achashverosh in big day kahuna, the priestly vestments, and the Medrash says he served in the goblets and the serving pieces of the destroyed Beit HaMikdash, and Chazal say that he calculated the 70 years after Churban Bayi Rishon had come to conclusion, and therefore the Jews are being forgotten and they're not going back. But if you just look at the story of the level of the pshat, and you cannot ignore the pshat, now this is not my question. I am proposing the question, and then I'm going to answer with the thought of Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal. Why do we need Parak Aleph? It tells me all the details about the party of a fanatic, lewd, perverse, evil, corrupt king who is running a party for a half a year for a drunken mob who are feasting and drinking. Why do we need to know this? Why can't it just tell me, start in the beginning of Parak Beis, the king does not have a queen, so they run a beauty pageant, and we find Esther Hamalka. What does Parak Aleph have to do with the destiny of Am Yisrael, that it is included as a parak in the 24 books of Tanakh? So Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav, asks this question, and he answers as follows. The Rav says, and you know, I think it's so relevant today when we see so much happening on the world stage. So much today on the world stage is related to Am Yisrael, and then there are things on the world stage that don't seem to be directly related to Am Yisrael. But what we have to recognize is that everything that happens in some fashion has a connection to us. Well, in fact, one of my sons just told me today in Haiti, I'm saying right, in Haiti, the prime minister abdicated, or he left the prime ministership. The gangs have taken over. It's really a terrible situation for the people. And he said, we as Jews, as Am Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, we have a lot of important things to be thinking about, but it's really terrible for the innocent people in Haiti. So the question is, do things on the world stage that at face value seem to have nothing to do with us, how are they included as part of our destiny? Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechuk, the Rav Zatzal, comments as follows. The Jew is involved in events. Could everyone hear me in the back? Is my voice carrying on? The Jew is involved in events which at the outset seem to have no relevance to him. When the curtain rises on act one of the drama, we see on the stage a half-drunk mob. They are feasting. They are indulging. They are passing judgment on the beauty of the women. That's how the Rav describes the party. It's a half-drunk mob who are feasting, who are indulging, who are passing judgment on the beauty of the women present. As events progress, we see a proud queen who refuses to obey the order issued by her lord and master. What does the king want? The king wants Achashverosh wants Vashti to come to the party. We know Bekesar Malchuso in a royal crown. And the Gemara says very clearly that he wanted her to come to the party in her royal crown and only her royal crown. In other words, not wearing anything else. She shall come to the party only in her royal crown to the exclusion of everything else. And Vashti says, I am not going to do this. This is not appropriate. So as the events progress, says the Rav, we see a proud queen who refuses to obey the order issued by her lord and her master, and furthermore the punishment which is handed out to her, which is that they suggest that he kill the queen. Prima facie, a face value, these events have no relevance to the hundreds and thousands of Jews who lived in the Persian Empire. However, as we continue reading, we discover the significance of these events and how they relate to the destiny of our people. I don't know, you think of a monarch and they make some party for the inauguration or for movie awards or for arts awards, and the things that happening are at this party are totally not relevant to how a Torah Jew should live their life. And what does this have to do with me? However, says the Rav, as we continue reading, we discover the significance of these events, and in fact, they are related to our people. The conclusion is obvious. Quote, says the Rav, there are no neutral events, there are no neutral events in human history which the Jew may dismiss as irrelevant. What is happening in between Ukraine and Russia, what is happening with Putin trying to take over another country, and the war is continuing already for a couple of years on some way, and we don't know the cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't understand the plans of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in some place, in some plan, according to the cheshbonos of Hashem, the Jew is involved in every event in human history. There is no neutral event in human history which the Jew may dismiss as irrelevant. The Jew is totally involved, says the Rav, in all events and in all major struggles. Even now, and imagine today now, I don't know how many years ago the Rav said this, decades, but think of this sentence. Now, even now, the future welfare of the Jew is dependent on the outcome of the titanic struggle between East and West. Even the final redemption of our people will be precipitated by the battle between Gog and Magog. Providence involves the Jew in great events. And so the Jew plays his part on the universal historic stage. So that's lesson number one, because when you open up the Megillah, and again, we quoted a number of Midrashim ready, he's wearing the big day kahuna, he's serving goblets from the Beit HaMikdash, which is why we use the tune of Echa for a number of psukim and Parak Aleph. The Midrash tells us very clearly, Midrash Rabbah 7:13, Parak Zion, and Siman Yud Gimel, that 18,500 Jews went to the party of the king. But at face value, this parak perhaps should not be in Tanakh, but it's there to remind us that every major event on the world stage in some way will impact Am Yisrael. Of course, what was the impact on Am Yisrael? Because Vashti was executed because she did not listen to the command of the king. Now the king is lonely. Now we need a new wife, which leads to a beauty pageant, which leads to Esther's being chosen. Who is Mordechai? The Megillah introduces us to Mordechai as follows. There are two, isn't it interesting? Did you ever think of the fact that there were presumably hundreds of thousands of Jews in this vast empire of Achashverosh? And you know the name of exactly two. 2. That's a very compelling, very powerful, and very humbling thought. When we live here, and I mean in Olam Hazeh, I don't mean here, we think we're so important. The world revolves around me. Bishvili divra ha'olam. How many names of how many Jews are recorded for posterity for this time period in Galut Parasumadai? By the way, where are we? Just so everybody should know where we're talking about chronologically, this is post Churban Bayit Rishon. It is after the destruction of the first temple at the hands of the Babylonians, which occurred in 586 before the Common Era. Achashverosh holds his party about 70 years after that event. So we're going back like 2,600 years ago. A Jew has to live his life considering, what mark will I make? How do I choose to live? Do I live a noble and elevated life while I'm here? In 100 years, who will remember me? In 200 years, who will remember me? In 2,000 years? But while I'm here, what impact do I have on my life, on those around me, on the way I choose to live? I just thought of something as I'm speaking that I didn't think of to write while I was preparing. But it's very relevant. I would like to share with you. For that, I need my daughter's help. And I'm going to turn my phone off airplane mode so you can forward it to me. Could you send me the Dash poem? So how many names on WhatsApp, please? So how many names of how many Jews do we actually know? 2. And in fact, Mordechai tells Esther when she does not want to rise to the occasion. What does Mordechai tell Esther? Im hacharesh tacharishi ba'ed hazod. If you persist in your silence during this time, in other words, he tells her, go to the king, you can save the Jews, you could be the shaliach to save the Jews. And she says, well, I don't know, 30 days, I haven't been called, off with my head, look what happened to the first queen. Im hacharesh tacharishi ba'ed hazod. If you, Queen Esther, persist in your silence at this time, Ravach v'hatzala ya'amad ha'yehudim mimakom acher. There's one reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Salvation and deliverance will come for the Jews from another place, meaning God. Va'at u'beit avich tovidu. And you and your father's house will disappear into the mists of history. If you do not live up to your assignment, if you do not make your life count right now and live up to the task that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, with all of your talents, abilities, and capabilities, you will disappear into the mists of history. Umi Odeya. And who knows, Queen Esther, Imla Eik Kazoda, for a time like this, he got Lamachu. Maybe the whole reason that you were born, maybe the whole reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you into this world, maybe the whole reason you were chosen as queen is for this very moment in time. This reminded me of the following poem. It is a poem called The Dash by Linda Ellis. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates from the beginning to the end. He noted first came the date of birth and spoke the following day with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between the years. For that dash represents all the time we have alive on this earth. And now only those who love them know what that little line is worth. It matters not much how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live, how we love. I'm going to add how we laugh and how we spend our dash. So think long and hard about your life. Are there things you would like to change? Are there things that in the time we have can still be rearranged? Perhaps we must slow down just enough to consider what's true and real. We must always try to understand how other people feel. We must be less quick to anger. We must show appreciation more. We must love the people in our lives like we have never loved before. We must treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile. Think of the introduction we all heard. Remember this special dash will last for a little while. When your life actions are rehashed, will you be proud of the things they say? And we must all ask ourselves, how did I spend my dash? How many names do we know? Two. But those names go down as part of Sifrei Tanakh because they embrace their tafkid. They understood there are no neutral events on the world stage. They affect every member of Klal Yisrael. We must all ask ourselves, Umi yodeya im la'eit kazod, what is my time? For what have I been creative? What do I contribute to this nation, to my community, to my family, to the person that I am and the person that I can be? Who was Mordechai? We are introduced to Mordechai, so now we've analyzed a little bit of Perek Aleph, and some Midrashim, some Pshat, and through the lens of the Rav, understanding that everything that happens on the world stage in some way and somehow has an effect on the destiny of Am Yisrael. We meet Mordechai in the beginning of Perek Beis. What's today? Sunday, 1 week away from Purim. We meet Mordechai in the beginning of Perek Beis. This is a pasuk that we all say, everyone listening to the Baal Korah, reads this pasuk as well. Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan habira, ushmo Mordechai ben Ya'ir ben Shimi ben Kish ish Yemini. We are introduced to a Yehudi man, a Jewish man, who was in the capital city of Shushan. And his name is Mordechai, the son of Ya'ir, the son of Shimi, the son of Kish. And then we are told he is from the tribe of Binyamin. So, if he is from the tribe of Binyamin, why is he introduced as an Ish Yehudi? In those days, we refer to the tribe. So if someone's an Ish Yehudi, what tribe does that mean they're from? Yehuda. And if he's a tribe introduced as a Benjamini, then what tribe is he from? Binyamin. Well, which tribe is he from? Is he from Yehuda or is he from Binyamin? He was from the tribe of Binyamin paternally. The Gemara also says maternally Yehuda, paternally Binyamin. But he was a Binyamini. So why is he called an Ish Yehudi? Again, I'm going to quote Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav. Certainly, there were many Jews numerically. There are hundreds of thousands of Jews. But there was a Jewish man in the imperial city of Shushan. Says the Rav, there was only one Ish Yehudi. There was a Jew with commitment, with determination, with a sense of responsibility, who was ready to sacrifice, who was not embarrassed to protest in front of a royal palace. Listen to those words again. Consider the time period in which we find ourselves living. I was always viscerally aware of Jewish history, growing up as the granddaughter of four Holocaust survivors. The cycle of world history and the destiny of the Jew was never lost to me. In fact, it was my grandfather's yahrzeit yesterday, Yitzchak Ben Moshe. He was in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin before the Holocaust. His wife and first daughter were murdered by the Nazis. But I can't say that even though I knew somewhere in the back of my mind, we might live to see a time when the world is once again engulfed with the flames of anti-Semitism. I can't say that I ever really thought it was going to happen in my lifetime. I see somebody wearing the hat, bring them home. Now on Thursday night, I met the mother of Ori Danino. She was at a friend's home, and I went to speak to her. Ori Danino is 25 years old. He was kidnapped from the Nova Music Festival. He's the oldest of five children. The family has not heard, never mind one word from him, but has no word about him since October the 7th. The Rav says, what does it mean that he was an Ish Yehudi? He was a Jew with commitment, Am I a committed Jew? Do I live a committed life to halacha, to limud Torah, to Klal Yisrael, to Medinat Yisrael? Am I a Jew of commitment? Or am I a laissez-faire, passive Jew? Whatever will happen, why should I even bother? Mordechai was an Ish Yehudi. He was a Jew with commitment, says the Rav. He was a Jew with determination. He had a sense of responsibility. He was ready to sacrifice. And he was not embarrassed to protest in front of the royal palace. Asher Yoshev Bashar HaMelech. Let everyone see who I am. I am proud to be a Jew. I am proud of Am Yisrael. I am proud of our Torah and what we stand for. There are many Jews, says the Rav. But there is only one who proclaimed total and unqualified commitment to the community. Mordechai was a lonely Ish Yehudi who lived all of his life in Shushan as an intelligent, knowledgeable, dedicated Jew. He was determined to perpetuate the great heritage he brought along from Jerusalem. We know where they came from. The Megillah tells us very clearly, after telling us that Mordechai was a Yehudi ben Shimi ben Kish, Ish Yemini, the Megillah tells us very clearly, where did he come from? What's the very next pasuk? Where did Mordechai come from? Galus Tzion and Yerushalayim. Asher Hagla mi Yerushalayim. He was exiled from Jerusalem. Im Hagola Asher Hagla. So you read this in the Tune of Echa. With the exile that he was exiled. Im Yechonia Melech Yehuda. Asher Hagla Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. We know that these were the exiles from the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. Al Naros Bavel Sham Yashavnu Gam Machinu Bezachreinu Et Tzion. They remembered Tzion. They remembered a Beit HaMikdash. They remembered the divine service that the Kohanim did. They saw Jerusalem in its glory. And they saw Jerusalem, Bechorbana, in its destruction. And yet Mordechai never gave up on the ideals and the commitment of what it means to be a Jew. In spirit, he reared Esther. He transmitted to Esther Hamalka what it means to be an Ish Yehudi, a proud, committed, dedicated, loyal Jew. I think today it's a tremendous achrayus, a tremendous responsibility that we all must ask ourselves, what message are we giving the next generation? Ask yourself in the way I live my life. Whether it's your children or your grandchildren, or for some of you, your great-grandchildren, Cain Yerbu. What message? I also am a Galus Jew. Unless you're visiting from Eretz Yisrael by some chance, at the Korah moment, we are all Galus Jews. Asher Hagla Yerushalayim. We have all been exiled from Jerusalem. Im Hagola Asher Haglasim Yechanya Melech Yehuda Asher Haglan Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. Do I live in the Galut where I find myself as an Ish Yehudi? Am I committed to Torah? Am I proud of Medinat Yisrael? Am I dedicated to mitzvot? How do I live and how do I rear the next generation? We're not so far from Pesach. I was just talking at a Zoom meeting this morning, actually with someone from Eretz Yisrael, about a certain deadline for a certain work project. So he said, when do you think you could have it done? A month? I said, a month? It's Pesach coming. This is not going to be done in a month. When your children ask you, what is this service? What are you going to say? Am I proud of this service? Do I go in the ways of Mordechai? Rav Yonasan Eibitz says that Mordechai would go in the street proudly with his talis and his tefillin and his tzitzis, and he let everybody see who he was and how he lived. Vayihi omein as Hadassah. He raised Hadassah, he Esther. Omein means a nursemaid. It also, of course, is not lost on us that it's the three-letter root of Emunah. He raised Esther with an unwavering amunah in the fact that there is a Borei Olam in this world. Whether I sometimes cannot see him, or whether the Hashgacha is clearly revealed to me, He raised Esther. She is Hadassah, I should say. Hadassah, he Esther. Amen is the same root as Emunah. Because Mordechai was a Jew with commitment, determination, and a sense of responsibility. And he was ready to sacrifice. He was not embarrassed to be a Jew. He wasn't embarrassed to protest in front of the royal palace. There were many Jews, but he was the only one who proclaimed total and unqualified commitment to the community. He was intelligent. He was knowledgeable. He was determined to perpetuate the great heritage he brought along from Jerusalem. We have to ask ourselves, are we determined to perpetuate the great heritage that our fathers and their fathers and their fathers and our mothers and their mothers and their mothers have bequeathed to us? Are we ready to live proudly for what so many generations of Jews were ready to die for proudly? The Gemara tells us something further about Mordechai HaYehudi, and that is about the power of prayer. Ish Yehudi haya b'shushan habira. So the Gemara asks in Maseches Megillah Yud Beis Amud Beis, Maseches Megillah 12b. The Gemara says, why does it say he was Ben Ya'ir, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish? The truth is, the Gemara says, if you go back to his lineage, that wasn't his father or grandfather or great-grandfather. Further, the Gemara says, if you want to give me his lineage, so the Gemara says you should go all the way back to Binyamin. If he's an Ishimini, he comes from the tribe of Binyamin. Maybe you should even go all the way back to Yaakov. Why particularly, the Gemara asks, do we single out these three ancestors, Ya'ir, Shim'i, and Kish? Something that I point out all the time is that Shorashim and words in Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon Tanakh, are very significant. You must try to identify and focus. I just gave you an example. Vayihi Omein es Hadassah. Omein means he raised her, but it's also from the Shorash of Emunah, because he transmitted to her a belief in a HaKodesh Baruch Hu in this world. A belief in God who is in control, who knows what is happening here, who is moving the circle of Am Yisrael. Omein, nursemaid, Emunah, faith. It is the job of every nursemaid to instill that faith of Emunah into their nursling. Shorashim and Lashon HaKodesh are really incredible. So why does it single out that he is Ben Ya'ir, Ben Shim'i, Ben Kish? What is so particularly important, asks the Gemara, about these ancestors that they are singled out? And the Gemara answers as follows. Kulan al Shmo Nikru. The rabbis taught in the Braisa, they're all called after a certain topic. And that is the topic of tefillah. Why is he called Ben Ya'ir? Says the Gemara, Ben Shehi'ir, a name shall Yisrael bitfilaso. Ben Shehi'ir, a name shall Yisrael bitfilaso. What does it mean? He enlightened the eyes of Israel with his prayer. Ya'ir from the word or. He brought light to Klal Yisrael with his tefillah. Ben Shehi'ir, a name shall Yisrael b'tefillah. So, why Ben Shimi? Well, you should know already, based on the first shot on tefillah, Ya'ir. So what does Shin, Mem, Ayin have to do? So the Gemara says, Ben Shashama el tefillah. So, he was one who, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listened or heard his prayer. And finally, Kish. The Gemara says, Kish, Kuf Yud Shin, means to knock. Knock. K-N-O-C-K. Shehi Kish al Shaarei Rachamim v'niftechu lo. He knocked upon the gates of mercy and they were open to him. So we see that Mordechai has certain qualities which we must all strive to emulate and embrace. Determination. Commitment. Proud of our heritage. Mechanich, the next generation, with values of Emunah. Not embarrassed to be a Jew, working actively to stand up for Klal Yisrael. Is that the way we're living our lives? In 5784, in 2024, do I live in a way You know, the next generation, they're so smart. They don't learn by what we say. They learn by what we do. We could tell them A to Z and Aleph to Tav, but if it's not the way we live, it will fall on deaf ears. Adarabba, they will know hypocrisy. Mordechai lived in a way that he reared Esther as a dugma, an example. And he was also living in a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face seemed to be hidden. He was also living in a time when the decree went out to annihilate all the Jews. They were, Baruch Hashem, not successful in their complete goal. But October the 7th was a decree, had they been able to annihilate all Jews. Let us not fool ourselves. We cannot escape in the palace of the king more than any other Jew. And even in such a time, he was able, Omein, with Emunah, to always perceive Hashem was with him and raise Esther. And so the Gemara says that central to the personality of Mordechai HaTzadik, Mordechai HaYehudi, was the koach of tefillah. It's very interesting. There are many similarities between another biblical personality whose last name is Tzadik and Mordechai. When we come to the end of Sefer Bereishis, 1 year for Hanukkah, someone who learns with me, she got me a beautiful Hanukkah gift. As you noticed, based on how I started the Shir, the teachings and thought of the Rav have impacted very much my world outlook, the person and the Jew that I am, my understanding of Torah, and my relationship with the Kosh Baruch Hu. So she got me a beautiful drawing by an artist that's hanging up in a section of our wall where we have different pictures of Gedolim, of the Rav. The Rav is Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik Zatzal. So she said, Michal, I really wanted to get you a picture of Yosef HaTzadik, but I couldn't find any. So I got you a picture of the Rav. His name is Rav Yosef Dov. Yosef HaTzadik is an incredibly fascinating biblical personality. Not least of all, do you know that Hashem never spoke to Yosef? This is earth-shattering. Earth-shattering. Do you know who Cain was? He was a murderer. Cain, whose last name is Rotzeach. Hashem has a whole conversation. Wow, what did you do? Where's your brother? I hear his blood screaming out to me. Is my sin too great to bear? God speaks to Noach. Avimelech, Paro, Bilam HaRasha, never mind the Avot, Moshe, Aaron. All of a sudden, you come to the story of Yosef HaTzadik. Divine silence. I'm not talking about cinnamon in the caravan. Wow, it smells so nice here. Like I'm being sold to Egypt by my brothers who hated me. They stripped me naked. They dip my conus into the goat's blood. Wow, it's so nice. It smells like cinnamon. Thank you, Hashem. Is Hashem at the top of the ladder saying, don't worry, I'll be with you. I'll return you to here. Yes or no? Open it up. Parak Lamed Zayin until he dies in Parak Nun. Pasuk Chavav. Any reference of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yosef? Does God ever speak directly to Yosef? Gosh, my heart's pounding. You can't feel it, but we're telling you. No, it really is. Like, actually, yes. And yet, the Gemara tells us, Yosef's last name is Tzadik, Maseches Yuma, Lamed Hey, Amar Aleph. I'm not talking about what people say to Yosef, and they're going to open the Chumash and say, what about this, what about that? I'm talking about direct communication of God to Yosef. Okay? Not what the Torah narrates, Not it says Vayar Dunav ki Hashem ito. I'm talking about Hashem to Yosef. Vayom Hashem al Moshe Lemer. Vayidvar al Avram b'machza Lemer. Talking about direct communication. No. Both Yosef and Mordechai were godless Jews. Where did Yosef spend his whole life? Okay, 17. Actually, not even, because he was born in Chutz Laaretz. Few years in Eretz Yisrael, from 17 till he dies at 110. Where does Yosef live? Exile, Mitzrayim. Where does Mordechai live? Exile, Shushan. Who becomes Mishnah Labalach? Yosef and Mordechai. Who saves Klal Yisrael from destruction under two different situations? Famine and annihilation? Yosef and Mordechai. Who gets dressed in royal garments and is taken out in the royal chariot? Yosef and Mordechai. Who never gives up on the fact that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden? We are also Galus Jews. By the way, today in Eretz Yisrael, it is also Galut. The Geula is not yet here. We daven, we hope, we pray, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From Medina, you saw the Tchalt of the Geula. Did you see that the IDF announced this afternoon that the son of Rabbi Doron Perez has been declared deceased? His name is in my sitter. Before I left in Mincha, I said his name is Shema Koleinu, Daniel Shimon Ben Sharon. And then in the car on the way here, I was not driving, don't panic. In the car on the way here, I got a notification that the IDF announced. I saw there's going to be a Levi tomorrow. I don't understand, but I'm nobody to understand. The family will sit Shiva. Today, everywhere a Jew is Galut. Is it better to be a Jew in Galut and Eretz Yisrael than Chutz Laaretz? Yes. But we live in a time like these two biblical personalities. The answers were not given to them. It's very easy to journey to the land. I shouldn't say that, I don't know. But when God actually speaks to you and says go, so like, it's a little bit difficult maybe to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe did it for 7 days, but Lamaisa Hashem, Yonah did it actually. Even then they have trouble listening to God. When Hashem doesn't tell you. When Hashem is hidden. When you are exiled from your whole land, whether by your brothers or by Bava. Maybe it's even worse to be exiled by your brothers than by Bava. When you're in the caravan of Golos and there's no Hashem at the top of the ladder saying, don't worry. When there's no clear boss call coming out and telling me exactly what to do. And yet, Vayihi Omein Es Hadasa Hi Esther. It doesn't just mean he raised her. Omein is nursemaid. See, Bamidbar Perek Yod Aleph, Parshas Baha Aloscha. Kasher Yisah Omein Esayonik. But it doesn't just mean to raise the child. It doesn't just mean to raise Esther. It means to imbue in the next generation these values. To always believe there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To continue to daven, even when it's not clear. You know, the story of the Megillah takes place over years. It's more than a decade. We think it happens in 40 minutes, depending on how fast your Baal Korah reads. 10 years! The party of Achashverosh wasn't until year 3 of his reign. And yet Mordechai was Ben Ya'ir. He enlightened the eyes of the people with prayer. He was Ben Shimi because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was attuned to. He gave ear to his tefillos. He was Ben Kish. He knocked on the door of God with his prayer. He knocked on Shari Rachamim, actually, says the Gemara. V'niftechu lo. We know about Yosef as well, the Shem Shemayim Shagur Befiv. Like Mordechai, Yosef was always talking about the fact that there is a Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Rashi tells us to 39:3 of Bereishis, Vayar Danav Ki Hashem Ito, V'chol Shehu Osel, Matzliach B'yado. Potiphar saw God is with Joseph, and everything Joseph did, God made successful in his hand. And Rashi says there, Shem Shemayim Shagur Bafif. Yosef is always saying, Baruch Hashem, Be'ezrat Hashem, Meretz Hashem, please God. A God, did this God ever speak to you? No, but I know that there is a God. We call this Haster Panim. Esther Mina Torah Minayim. Chulin Kufla Mites Amar Beis. Anochi Aster Aster Panayim Ekem Be'yamahu. Devarim 31, 17 through 18. Where is there a reference to the story of Esther and the Torah? And the Pasuk says that God says, I will surely hide my face. That's a time period of Esther Malka. So what does a Jew need to do? Now Kosh Baruch Hu's face is hidden. Rav Salvechik says about Queen Esther, she was a frail and lonely Jewish maiden upon whose shoulders Providence placed a load of responsibility. She was a lonely and frail Jewish maiden. Today, Am Yisrael is the incarnation of a lonely and frail Jewish maiden. Do we have a friend in the world? I'm not so sure. Hein Am Levadod Yishkon, said Bilam, who, by the way, God spoke to him. Ubagoyim lo yitchashev. They are a nation that dwells alone. Amongst the nations of the world, they will not be considered. Where is there a reference in Chumash to the story of Esther, to these hundreds of thousands of Jews from Hodu to Kush? Says the Gemara, Anochi Aster Aster Panayim Ikem. And God's face is hidden. And yet the Jew, like Mordechai HaYehudi, the proud, determined, courageous, committed, intelligent Jew, who was Omein Es Hadasa. By the way, the Gemara says, Al Tzukri Labas El Labayas. He didn't only raise her and take her into his household, into his as a daughter, he married her. But the foundations of their home, uncle and niece, Chalachakli is no problem, were the foundations of Omein As Hadassah. I believe with perfect faith an imami b'amura shalema b'viyas ha-mashiach. Really? Did you ever see God? Did he ever speak to you? Do you know that the king right now is wearing the big day kohuna? Kelim mikelim shonim in the tune of Echa? Do you know what platters they're using? Is Hashem ever at the top of your ladder? Or did you find him in the scent of cinnamon? He's Mishnah LaMelech, he's Mishnah LaMelech. He lives in a time and God never speaks to him. Mordechai does as well. And Gilad Esther is so unusual. Perek Aleph seems to have nothing to do with the Jews. We already spoke about that. God's name is never mentioned once. And Mordechai and Esther are biblical personalities who are included in the biblical canon. After a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped speaking directly to the people. And yet both Mordechai and Yosef, Shem Shemayim Shagur Bafif, they both did not give up that a Yeshua would come. It's hard sometimes to conceptualize are from where the Yeshua will come. We look at the world stage, we imagine what Mordechai and Esther saw. Their terror and their fear. The proclamation of the One Sea Conference. The final solution. And Rachmana Litzlan, October 7th, applied to every Jew in every province. And yet Mordechai was able to say, Im hachareish tacharishi, Esther, if you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't remember how I raised you, if you don't believe in the pillar of Omein Emunah, Ba'eid Hazot, Ravach v'hatzala ya'amad ha'yehudi mimakom acher. The makom of the olam, mekom ha'olam, the ein olam mekomo, the Ribono Shel Olam will never abandon us. I know, said Mordechai, Ba'amuna Shalema, that the Gula will come. How do you know? Did Hashem ever tell you? I have a Mesorah, so I know. How do you know, Yosef? Yosef Osundu. Yosef never gave up on the Gula. Vayashbe Yosef es b'nei Yisrael le'mor. What are the last words out of Yosef's mouth? Mashiach's going to come. You're going to get out of here. We will go back to Eretz Yisrael. Pakod yivkod elokim eschem. Va'alisem es atzmosay mizeh. Vayamas Yosef. Yechantu oso. Yisem ba'aron v'mitzrayim. Till his dying day. His final words of Yosef HaTzadik, the Geula is going to come. Hashem does not forget his people. Even though Yosef knew there was a very difficult time coming, a time of Kol HaBena Yoda Yor Tashlichu. At the end of this time, Hashem will save us. And Mordechai knew with perfect faith, Vayhi Omein Es Hadassah, he is there. He instilled in her, through raising her, the Amuna. Because like the Rav says, he was a Jew with commitment. Am I a Jew with commitment? And by that I mean we must all ask ourselves, are you a Jew with commitment? He was a Jew with determination. Am I determined? Do I feel a sense of responsibility? What did Yosef say? Asachai, Anochi Mevakesh. Yosef was a Jew with commitment. Yosef was a Jew with determination. Yosef was a Jew with responsibility. Mordechai was ready to sacrifice. He was not embarrassed to protest in front of the royal palace. Furthermore, he was a Jew who never gave up on Koach HaTefillah. So I know it's a little ironic. You know, Yesh Al Yudismoch. One of the years we were on the Y Yeshivas program, Rabbi Schnall actually reminded me that we were once there together, which I did not remember, right? When I was here in October, we were once there together. So Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter got up at the beginning of his shiur, and he said, if you notice, the title in the brochure is not the topic of my shiur. He says, they ask for titles in advance, and I haven't written the shiur yet, and then I sit down to write the shiur, and something else happens. Mm-hmm. So the topic, does anyone remember? Now better you don't. So life lessons from Esther Amalka. Not really. We're looking back at the one who raised Esther Amalka. The Mani Gador. I also don't remember the exact topic. Never mind. In addition to his determination, his faith, his courage, his pride in his Jewish heritage. He never gave up on tefillah. Prayer. Yair. Ben Shim'i, Ben Kish. I want to end with two things. Somebody sent this to me. Sometimes we go through life individually or nationally or both. And we don't exactly know what words to use when we come before our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Of course, we have the structure of prayer from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And when we add in Shema Koleinu, we don't always know exactly what to say. Did you know, I'm not sure what the source is. Someone sent me a meme. I don't usually read them or pay attention. I don't have time. I opened this one, and I thought it was very powerful, and it spoke to me. Sometimes we don't know what words to daven. I'm not talking about the formal structure of prayer. Like, how do you daven for 134 captives? 30 of whom the IDF has declared deceased or murdered, and the terrorists are holding their bodies. What words do you say? Sometimes I imagine how many tears there must be in Shamayim. I say Hashem, it's not enough. Misha Omar Dai La Olam, said Yaakov Avinu, Yomar Dai La Tzaraseinu. Did you know that there's a prayer called the I Don't Know Prayer? You go off somewhere quiet and hidden, and you walk right up to God and you say to him, I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what is happening. I don't know how to process this. Do any of us know how to process what happened on October 7th? I tried to avoid many of the details, but somehow they were unavoidable. I will not repeat any of them for the dignity of the Kedoshim. Do any of us have a way to process what happened? Did you know that there's a prayer called the I Don't Know prayer? You go off somewhere quiet and hidden, and you speak to God, and you say, I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what is happening. I don't know how to process this. I don't know what to do with my emotions. I don't know how to handle this situation. It covers a lot of I don't knows. And then, with whatever little grain of faith you have left, Vayihi Omein Es Hadasa, you say, I don't know. But God, I know that you know. And you leave it there. God most certainly hears those prayers. I need to see how long I'm speaking for before I tell you the next thing. A long time. Not long for me. I don't know if long for you. Should I say one more thing, Rabbi, or should I stop? I'm asking. They're off. Not answering. What does the Rabbitson say? Okay, if people start walking out, I won't be insulted. I will a little bit, but I'll try and handle it. To make a long story short, in January, it's a really good, it's not a story, it's a beautiful Maisa. My husband, myself, and one of our 18-year-old boys were on Har Herzl for the Shloshim of Yehonatan Lober, Hashem Yikom Damo. We were not invited. It was not on purpose. It was Hashkacha Pratis. I actually gave a shir on him when he fell in December. I've spoken much about the Kedoshim. The shir was on YU Torah. I wanted to visit the Kfarim on Har Herzl. We arrived at the same time that the Shloshim for Yehonatan Lober was starting. After the Shloshim, I went over to his mother. I went over to his almana. He was 24 years old. I spoke to them. I told the mother, you know, I spoke about your son. I showed her the shir on YU Torah. I showed her son's picture that was on my handout. She said, Aval Echat Makirauto. How did you know my son? My son said to me, what do you mean? He was your brother. The wife was 8 months pregnant when her husband fell, 9 months pregnant at the Shloshim. 2 weeks ago, she had a baby boy. There's also a 13 or 14-month-old child, Nachman Yisrael. She had a baby boy 2 months after her husband fell in Gaza. The last picture of him is leaning against a wall in Gaza learning. Very, very long pais, big kippah, sahal uniform, learning from a sefer. I zoomed in, live stream to the Brit Milah, which was extremely emotional and painful and joyous and difficult. I exchanged numbers on her Herzl with Aviyah, the Almana's sister. So I saw the live stream on her status and I zoomed in. I messaged the sister to say, Mazal Tov, what is the baby's name? So she said the baby's name is Amatzia. She wrote back, Amatzia. I said, Zaha Shem Shalatinok. Ken, Zaha Hesper. This is the explanation. And she sent me the explanation. And this encapsulates everything that we've spoken about tonight. The new baby of Aviyah Shetichya and Yehonatan Hashem Yukom Damo Lober is named Amatzia. Aleph Mem Tzadi Yod Hei. This is what the mother of the baby wrote to be given out / read at the Brit Milah. Amatzia. Amatzia Shalanu. When the war began, we already knew that I was expecting. We were waiting for you. So me and father thought about what name would match, would be a good fit for you during this time. Abba Yehonatan Hitzia Amatzia. Abba Yehonatan suggested the name Amatzia. Mitoch Tfila Tikva V'geula, through prayer, hope in redemption. אנחנו מרגישים שאת התקופה הזאת אפשר לעבור רק מכוחו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. We feel that this time period we can only get through with strength from God. Mikoach ha'emunah. With the power of our faith. You know what she says? You know what kind of emunah she has? Emunah shehu tamid itanu gam kan. With the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us even now. Be'emunah chazakah sheyesh lemah liyachel. With this strong faith, we have what to hope for. Litzapot legu'ula. Yosef believed the redemption was coming. Mordechai believed. This woman believes. Do we believe? Litzapot legu'ula, to long for the redemption. Gula shleima b'mehera. Complete redemption speedily. Shakadosh baruch hu yashuv v'ya'amtzenu kivatchila. Almighty should return and strengthen us, like as of old. Amatzia, our new baby Amatzia, habchira shalanu b'Hashem. We choose God. B'darach Hashem. Am I a committed Jew? Am I determined? Am I proud? Am I faithful? Do I live a way of life that transmits that message to my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren? Darach ha'amunah, ha'tikva v'hatov. The way of faith, hope, and goodness. Ometz me'et Hashem. Courage from God. Gvura. Azut de'kedusha. Courage. Holy chutzpah. Nitzachon. Victory. She ends by quoting a pasuk from Tehillim. Chizku v'ya'ametz livavchem. Kolam yachalim la'Hashem. Strengthen and fortify. Make courageous your heart, all who hope to God. V'od yavo shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Amen. And may we see peace that will come surely for us and upon all of Israel. Amen. Like Yosef and like Mordechai and Esther, the times we are living in presents us with great challenges. Of like we heard in the introduction, laughing with faith, laughing with joy, having true simcha and arvodat Hashem. And it presents us with the challenge of finding a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we must always know, like Yosef, Shem Shemaim Shagur Befiv, like Mordechai, Ben Ya'ir, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, we must be a proud Ish Yehudi. Because like they believed and they knew, we believe, and Bezrat Hashem, we know. Ometz me'et Hashem, Gvura azut dekedusha, nitzachon, v'od yavo shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, chizku v'yametz livavchem, kolam yachalim la'Hashem. Amen. These divrei Torah should be a speedy zechos rofua shleime bakarov for gilachane basmalka rachel betoch she'ar chalei Yisrael. Thank you so much, everybody, and Purim Sameach.